are in the Royal Priesthood Bible Prayer and Fellowship Room. I'm Kelly Zaphnat Pioneer, and listen to this all-important message. Oh, yeah, we are determined. There is no stopping us now. Well, we thank you on this evening, on September the 24th here in 2015 for coming in. Greetings to everyone in the Royal Priesthood Bible Prayer and Fellowship Room, and to those of you who are in the PBS radio audience. We're thankful and grateful to be alive in these exciting times. I'm excited tonight. I thank my big brother, Dr. Daniel Mills, who's going to host the show tonight, along with my friend and brother and business associate, Mr. Leon Caffaley. Hopefully he'll be in the queue here, and they're going to take it away. Danny, Dr. Mills is very astute in esoteric knowledge, and not only in esoteric knowledge, but also in the metaphysical realm, and is a light worker. And he's one of the Ascended Masters, so it is my absolute pleasure at this time to bring Dr. Mills, and I'm waiting for Mr. Caffaley to show. I'm looking for his number there. He should show up with 212 area code Elijah, and we are thankful for you being in the room with us tonight always, as usual, pitching in and supporting and just doing what you do best, and that cannot be replaced, so we're thankful for that. I'm going to ask everyone to pray special prayer meditations and vibes, love vibrations, and light vibrations for my older brother, my biological older brother, who's going to have open-heart surgery in just a few hours. So I'm over here with him in Shreveport, Louisiana. And just keep us in prayer. Keep our family lifted up, and his family in particular. I see pastors in the audience, Danny. So at this time, I don't see Leon. I was looking for Leon. Leon, are you there?
I don't. Is Ross in yet?
I'm looking for Ross's number. Oh, that's right. Wait, you can bring Ross up. I won't take any further time. Dr. Mills, take it away.
Check the board if you see 7218-7210. That's area code in the last four digits. That should be Ross.
I don't see him just yet. No, I don't.
Okay. I'm sure he'll be in shortly. He has all the information. He looked at the articles that we shared with you earlier. I want to thank you for inviting us on tonight. You know, you can always call up on me when you need help. And I thank the Most High for the presence of Dr. T.J. Prince, as well as others who are out here in this dog-eat-dog world, but I want everybody to lift up your head, O ye gates, be ye lifted up, the everlasting doors, and let the King of Glory come in tonight, because we have some exciting things to share with everyone tonight. I received a couple of channelings earlier today and articles, and I told Khalif that I believe this would be a good topic to discuss tonight. I sent it out to several chat rooms that we were going to discuss this first article I'm going to read in just a few minutes, and also we're going to discuss some of the fine points of some of the things that the Pope had to say in front of Congress today. I didn't get a chance to listen to all of them.
Oh, yeah, of course, yes.
I believe that he's finally seen some light somewhere. We just make sure that when you get out and speak those light codes, that you be ready to implement what you speak before the people, because the people have awakened. And I believe everybody knows that. All of those sitting in Congress today, they knew that the people have awakened. And they have no choice because we moved in 2012 from the age of Pisces to the age of Aquarius, and there's nothing that they can do about that. And so we are at here we are in 2015, and almost 3 years to that date that we crossed over, and then yesterday we crossed over into the fall equinox, which is when the sun passed the equator, and a portal opened, and now there are different signals being sent out all throughout the universe, and we must remember that everything works by universal law, and we have to stay in alignment with universal law. So this first article I'm going to read is from a young man that channels by the name of Ron Head, and it's called the Council Expectation. Now, what you're going to hear with this is that we all experienced this back in 2012, and this is going to be very encouraging to you. It's not a long article, but it really spoke to me, and I'm sure it will speak to you tonight. Let me get into it right now. Young man says, we wish to discuss today the expectation of and the reality of this expected portal of ascension that many of you are placing your hopes upon. We think it is a topic that should be understood now so that you do not continue to set yourselves up for such disappointment as you seem to repeatedly do. In the latter part of your year of 2012, you did the same sort of thing. You built up your expectations and emotional investment to a point that went very hard to satisfy, even where most of them could be fulfilled. Now, it is a good thing to be excited by possibilities. Your emotion is indeed a driving force that cannot be overestimated. It is a high vibration to be in. But placing it on things that are little more than wishful thinking based upon things that are not in alignment with universal law will always lead to your disappointment and a sudden lowering of your vibration. Do you see that? That which strives on your low vibrational states could hardly wish for more. We're not ever saying that none of these things that you hope and intend to occur will eventually occur. We're saying that the manifestation will always depend upon the vibrational signature of the individual or the collective consciousness involved. That's what we're doing with the prayer wheel as we speak. If you're considering the manifestation that occurs for an individual, then the primary thing that must be considered is that individual's frequency. And more individuals have, are, and will be continued to be experiencing great leaps in their consciousness states and abilities as the energies around your planet rise higher and higher. Many are having what you term kundalini experiences, amazing changes in their dream states, visitations to and from other dimensions, etc. Excuse me. Of course, when you add all that up, you get a rise in the collective consciousness, do you not? And that is what drives what you see in the world around you. Every seemingly small step that one of you takes contributes to the advance of all of you. This is absolutely of major importance for you to begin to understand and live by. What can I do today that will be my contribution? That is far different from what will happen on that day that will lift me. Do you see it? The one puts you squarely in your own power. The other places the power outside of you. And we submit that this is the condition that you may not wish to continue to allow. If each of you were living with the understanding of what a marvelous, magical, and powerful being you truly are, would this not be far different world than it is? Is that not the very description of the new earth you so desire? So take the power to change things and manifest things, build the world that you want back into your own hands and your own hearts. Do not allow that to be usurped by promises of miraculous things to occur on certain dates. This is not to say that thresholds will never be crossed. It is not to say that marvelous things will not happen, but it does mean that you are the ones that will manifest it, and your own individual life can be changed by you far more easily than you can imagine when you are in that kind of thinking. I'm almost through. You are farther along than you think. You know you have made amazing progress over the last few decades. It is amazing when you consider what an infinite short amount of time a few decades really is. Even one lifetime, when you understand that you are an eternal being, is like a split second. And here you are on the threshold of an amazing leap in your evolution. So we urge you to bring your focus back to its most powerful place here and its most powerful time now. You are here, it is now. And this is where the work can be done. I will make up my contributions here and now. I will do what I must do to raise my vibration now. For some of you, that will be a great deal different from what it is for others, and that is all right. Each must take the next step that is before them. It is no use trying to take a next step that is best for another. You have a unique life. You were designed that way. So when you say, what is my path? The answer is right at your feet. Do you see it? When you say, what should I do next? The answer is always before you. This is not a disappointing thing. This is your powerful place. Now that we have said all of that, we do wish you to know that this is indeed a very powerful time for your world. Great strides may now be made by each and all of you, and in fact, this is happening for many as we speak. Celebration and gratitude for this fact will not be misplaced. Joy is never misplaced. Continue moving forward now, secure in the knowing that you embrace an unconditional love and appreciation for all that you do. I feel that deep within my being. And I'm sure that it has touched many of you on this call tonight because it puts the focus back on you from within. And that's why we set the prayer wheel up, because we didn't want to put any restrictions on anyone. You know how you communicate with spirit in your everyday life, and we just said that you go into quiet meditation, however you meditate, 12 minutes a day. And we're already seeing results. I'm getting calls from people that are having tremendous results on their personal levels. And 12 minutes is not a long time for anyone to make a commitment to yourself and know yourself and then begin to take that from within and spread love without, from within you. So I wanted to read that. And there are a couple other articles on there that the other one is too long to read. It's a long channel, but it talks about that love is, let me move over with it right quick. Hold on a second. Love is our prime directive, and that's what this prayer will is all about. I will put it up on my Facebook page. I believe I put it up on Midwest Facebook page already, and you can go and read that channel. Just go to her page. It's already there, so you just go to her Facebook page. You'll see it there. Maybe she can put it up on her website. Okay, we're open for discussion. Thank you, Khalif. I don't know how many heard the Pope's speech today. Like I said, he made some references as to Moses and the deliverance of God's people. He was able to bring tears to Bonner's eyes today. You know, you always see him with his handkerchief in and out of his pocket. And he got pretty emotional today. And I'll get a chance to listen to the rest of the speech later, but he did make certain references as to let my people go and the worth of every individual to be able to pursue the highest level of consciousness on the planet. He made mention that he's also a product of this continent himself. And that was a statement, I forget where I saw it, and it said that Fidel Castro said, when you see a black president and a pope from the Americas, then they will come and see me and talk to me in Cuba. Well, that had been fulfilled. So a lot of things are in fulfillment at this time. Dr. Press, you have anything you want to add in? And has Ross made it on yet? Hello? Can anyone hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Midwest, would you find Dr. Prince's number and unmute him, please? He He's not in. He's not on an open mic.
No. Oh, okay. Okay, Cheryl says she's listening in, but she's at work, so she'll be on mute. And she'll be at work until 8 p.m., so maybe she can join us after the show. So.
Okay, yeah, I don't know if Midwest heard me or not. Let me see if I can find Pastor here. Obviously, I don't know if Midwest is still in the audience or not.
I'm here now. Do you hear me now?
Yes, we have. Yeah, I have y'all.
Dr. Mill?
Yes, sir.
All right. I am most grateful for that reading that you brought and the report that you brought. It's very informative. It's very accurate. It's very on time. It is now. We are in the period of now. And I think it's most important to recognize that we've been traveling in this direction for quite some time, and we have arrived, and we're at the place where changes will be made, both in our environment, and clearing will take place even in our bodies. Perhaps some of you on this phone have been seeing the clearing, may have mistaken it for allergy, but there is a lot of clearing that's going on that's getting your body prepared for what is to take place in your life. If you're not ready, then I pray that you would prepare yourself to get ready. Proper instructions have been given on both of these personalities that have given us instructions over the time period as to how to prepare yourself for this period where we are right now. And I am most graciously excited. I want to say to Dr. Khalif that God has already healed your brother. He healed because of the faith that we have in him. Faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So he will be okay. Your family will be okay. You will be okay. And all of the obstacles that seem to be obstacles or nothing but turbulences that be in your life. You've already, as the Apostle Paul said, you've already been fighting a good fight. You've been able to maintain the faith with many others that are on this line. So I'm thankful to be here tonight as just a product of believing that with the Most High, all things are possible. And I concur with the Pope's expression, it's time to let our people go. Perhaps he intends to add more to it when he speaks tomorrow to the UN. I think it's time for us to accept some things that we cannot change, but there is a greater power that can make things happen. But we got to say something. I think it's important, imperative, that you say something. I think if you have physical disorder, you ought to be able to say with meaning and conviction that I'm healed. If you are a practice of being assembled with the Almighty God, you ought to take the description that he gave us in the first chapter of Genesis when he said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. earth was not form void. Then God spoke something with emphasis and power. He said, let there be light. Immediately light appeared. So it is important to say something. And I want to thank you, Dr. Mills, for giving me an opportunity to just say those words. If everyone would just start saying something with conviction, with meaning, with faith, action, you'll see the results. Thank you.
Some time ago, during the time when Dr. Prince and myself and Khalif hooked up to start the Royal Priesthood Bible line, I believe that was in 2011, 2012, somewhere around there, around that time, we were warning a lot of people about what was going to take place in December 2012. And a lot of our colleagues laughed at us and said we'd gone stone crazy, but we stuck with what we knew and what we know today. And Lee made a statement sometime back because after 2012 passed, we got a lot of people that came up saying, well, what happened? You know, that's just like in the Bible, it talks about the scoffers out there. But let me share something with you. Khalid made a statement back then, and I still remember it to this day. He said, just because the prophet didn't see nothing happen don't mean that the jackass didn't. And he was talking about the story of Balaam in the Bible where the angel was trying to warn Balaam not to do a certain assignment he was on, and Balaam couldn't see the angel. But the jackass saw it. And so that brought back to my remembrance when he said that. And I laughed about that today. And so we're on the right track. The scripture says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful or the scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the river of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And we're on the right track. We're in the midst of Hebrews chapter 5 and Hebrews chapter 6. Hebrews chapter 5 talks about our dullness of hearing, seeing that there's a lot of knowledge that has been opened up. And me, myself, one of my emanation, my studies across the years have been out of the book of Daniel. It's no accident that my name is Daniel. And it told Daniel to seal up the book until the end time. Many will run to and fro, but the wise will understand. And I believe that all of those on this call tonight are those part of that group called those with wisdom to discern the times and knew what Israel must do as the men of Issachar. But it talks about a man having to go back and redo and go back to milk because they're not ready for strong meat. But when you go into that sixth chapter, it says, therefore, leaving the elementary principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us move on to perfection, not land again the repentance from dead works and the faith toward God and the doctrine of baptism and the laying on of hands and the of eternal judgment and the resurrection. And this is what we do if God permits. So it talks about moving on into perfection. Many of us have backgrounds in religious organizations, religious churches, mosques, synagogues, Buddha. We all have had studies in the doctrines of Christ. But you ought to move on and come out of the elementary principles. Once you get that down, it's time for the advanced teachings. And my brother, my father, my friend, and one who I love very much, who is a very highly evolved being, is on the line. He just let me know he's on. Ross, did you get in on the host code?
Yes, I did, beloved.
Okay. We have been discussing that here lately. Khalif sent me something not long ago based upon that sixth chapter of Hebrew, talking about and a faith toward God. He said, so we see now that it's not enough about faith to get to where we need to go. And Ross Ian Nathaniel Dawkins really picked up on that passage. And if you read the full chapter of the fifth chapter talks about the order of Melchizedek. And that's the time that we're living in the now. The Elohim on the planet. And I want him to share some of the things that he have picked up from Prime Source and share it with you on the call tonight. We'll turn it over to him for a few minutes to let him expound on what we on the article that we read tonight and on some of the things that he has been given directed that the Pope must do in this now and time leading up to the blood moon. Ross, take it away.
Greetings, everyone. I will say namaste, as it simply means the divine in me salutes the divine in you. And in the book of Hebrews, as it makes references to when we were children, we derived our sustenance from foods that were milk or porridge or a soluble version that we could understand and learn from. Just like many of the, I would say, children's stories that you will tell your children teaches the principle of good versus evil. When you begin to ascend into the realms of the order of Melchizedek, which many of you are currently in that awareness now, you have connected to an indwelling version of your higher self. A way that was often depicted in the book of Galatians, walking in the Spirit, living in the Spirit. It's no longer a choice of connecting or disconnecting. It is just who you become. This is the divine merger. This is your divine marriage. So as most of the planet are now going through the preparation, the purification, the preparing for the marriage and the honeymoon, we are faced with this beautiful harvest moon that is approaching us on the 28th, technically the evening of the 27th into the 28th. I just want you to know that if you look at the fact that God is love, love is God. Everyone here are made out of love, by the activities of parents who are love. We carry in us, all of us, the sacred ancestry of all of our parents and foreparents in our biogenetic makeup. In the dry bones of our valleys, or the sweet abyss of our souls, or solar plexus where our souls dwell, we're beginning to understand that biblically, the Bible is literally in your DNA. It is in your physical construction. It is in your skeleton key. Often we refer to a locksmith who has a skeleton key or a master key that can open any lock. And if the lock or our bodies had locks on it that allowed us not to be able to perceive the more advanced access to our abilities as human beings made in the image and likeness of God, Goddess, or God's desire to feel or manifest in a physical form, hence the word made flesh, becomes the meat that we wear, which is literally your on Mother Earth, me, at the cross. Your body, extend your shoulders, are a living cross. That's who you are. You must take up your cross and follow the example of those who ascended before you, because they are still you. You are the same Daniel that you have aspired to become, that you read the writings that you wrote back then, as do all the Daniels. Many of you were aware that on July the 7th, there were many false flags saying that the world was going to be struck by a meteoroid asteroid. And then that fast-forwarded to, oh, it's going to be on September the 23rd. All these movies that predicted September 23rd would be the date. And one of the most ancient names for God that I love is laughter. God laughs. Because when he watches how those that have been in the illusory veil of thinking they can control this beautiful, living, sentient mothership, and if they can't control her, they would rather destroy it all, including themselves, irregardless for the consequences. They're realizing that the more and more they try to manipulate the collective consciousness to will such a destruction into existence, it is thwarted, it is blocked. And I would say to everyone here on the call, pat yourself on the shoulders. You believed in God and God in you. You loved yourself as gods and goddesses love you. We were here to love and learn to love ourselves as God is love. And you're made of love. You are the children and byproducts of love. So as you look at this ascension process as the natural, biospiritual, physical adolescence or puberty, you went through that part. You knew how to use your physical bodies. Now it's the combination of using your spirit that dwells within your physical body and making the amalgamation or the merger of the Christ in you, or the 5D consciousness, or the Pentecostal consciousness, or the Krishna consciousness, or in Buddhism, the path to enlightenment, where you become your Buddha, you become your high priest, you become your teacher, your body, your temple, and your way of living is the way of enlightenment, which is back to the path, the lamp, to the truth, and to enlightenment. As we approach this next harvest moon, many of us who are incarnated here now on earth as human embodiments of the Elohims and the Elohais and the Logos ambassadors from other star systems, we are here to hold a particular vibratory frequencies within our fields of energy. Many have referred to this as the Merkabah, or the Kabah, or the soul. We are here to be those beacons upon the hills that cannot be hid, that shine our light regardless. Because we know we have been here many times before. This is the moment of truth. This is the moment of discernment. Even though CERN is producing much by way of magnetic, electronic currents, trying to collide particles of matter and antimatter, for the sheer curiosity of saying, we want to know what dark matter is, we want to know what this God particle is, we want to see what will happen if we throw kerosene or gasoline on ourselves and light a match. We would like to see if we would really burn. Because if God is God, he's not going to let us do it. So we're going to go ahead and kick this brick right here because we can. Well, guess what? We've already told them. Perfect love casts out all fears. As Francis, who thinks he's Francis of Assisi, who thinks he's the embodiment of Saint Germain, decided that this was the time he wanted to walk the path of Columbus. To first go to Cuba, then to the United States, to walk the red trails of the red heifer in Arlington Cemetery that looks like a bull if you look at the aerial photograph, in Virgin Maryland, where all the Tekkens and the obelisk that was stolen from Kemet are decorated between Virginia, D.C., New York, Central Park, Rome, France, London. They didn't build these obelisks. They were taken from the original places there in Chem. They're hoping to finally be able to use those monoliths as antennas. And if they can capitalize on everyone's focus intent on fear and destruction, then it can be harnessed and used as energy. One of the things that I steadily teach those who listen is that perfect love casts out all fears. Those of us that are ascending into Christ consciousness for the first time in a physical incarnation, I welcome you to the Pentecost. You will be doing some great things. Many of you will have light languages. Some will have healing hands. Some will have cognitive abilities of dreams, seeing ahead in the future, seeing other realities. Those who came to ascend into seventh dimensional God consciousness or Ra consciousness, congratulations. You've made a very quantum leap in your awareness. Those of us who have ascended into source consciousness, hey, welcome home. We are a large quantum entanglement of energy in sacred geometry, and we are each other. And we delight in loving each other. But we also learn from the experiences that we gather here in the lower third, fourth dimension, because this is the place where lifespans are short and physical bodies can be remade. Energy doesn't die, it simply transforms. So, those of you who are now entering into Hebrews chapter 6. I welcome you into that place of beginning your journey of experiencing God, Goddess, in yourselves. Understanding that you are part of the Lord of hosts and the lords and ladies of the Most High. It is many of us, but we all function in one divine mind. You might refer to it as the Inid, or Prime Source Creator, Prime Source Creatrix, or the expressions called Ra or Sons. It's the reason why we're here. This is now the season of the Aquarian Age. This is now the time where we are literally moving the solar system into a new place. Beloveds, if you see the way I see, this solar system that we call the Milky Way is just simply one community, a very small community. It's a beautiful space. This beautiful blue, green orb or biosphere, mothership, archangel, mother earth, matriarch of earth, protector of the inhabitants, provider of food, sustenance, and life, the physical expression both in human and non-human form, has been a beautiful university where gods and goddesses come, surrendering their powers, abilities, taking on the birth process of amnesia, and incarnating many times until we finally are triggered into full activation of full consciousness remembrance. For those of you who are embarking on this journey, all I will say is welcome home. You are another me, as I am you. So, with that being said, I've read the article from Sananda, Logos of Venus, and his emissaries here, and the talks of the different modalities and ways in which those who are the hardcores are pulling out all the stops in trying to harvest as much energy as they can. They are in full awareness, as they would call, I call them remote viewers. Because believe it or not, beloved, everyone on this call is a multidimensional being. What you experience here on Earth is being remotely viewed through your eyes, through your sensory awareness and perception, by your higher self and every other part of yourself. So in the same manner that those other beings are remotely viewing, and they know that human beings are emanations of Source Creator, and that without you knowing or being aware of this, your energy could be used or ill-used by beings who cannot get contact to the source energy anymore by their own free will choice. Know that the time is rapidly approaching where this next shift in consciousness will cause the disagreeable ones to literally short circuit. There is no longer room for those places in between. If you are for ascension, you will ascend. If you are still maintaining the vibration of duality consciousness, committing acts of cruelty and wickedness, and spreading fear, lies, and still vibrating in that space because you feel that you're freely willing and able to do that and no one can stop you, and that you are a godless God and you are God, you don't believe in God anymore, I urge you, it's time to shift or be shifted. There is no more in between. With that being said, I thank you. And if you have any questions, I'm here.
Wow. Thank you, sir.
Thank well, you, yeah, that was a great, big wow.
I know you were sitting back there waiting to pop open there. That was something else, I tell you. I told the people on Facebook tonight, this was one show you do not want to miss. And we about 15 minutes from the top of the hour when we go off the radio. So I'm sure Khalifa would want to open up the Q&A and get some of your chance to come in and ask questions.
Q&A session started.
And I'm sure there would be time on the other side of the hour if you dial in through the free conference call portal. Then you can get in on the other side. Hopefully others will get in there. I'm looking forward to a lively discussion on what we're doing tonight. I want to thank all of you who have participated in the prayer wheel. I had an urgency about that, and Dr. Prince picked up on it. I didn't know we were going to actually go that route, but Spirit was speaking. Dr. Blair actually was telepathically drawn to me, and Khalif called me, and we were able to hook up with Aladia and many others. And I tell you, her and DT, Donna, and that bunch, they got busy. And I believe we've had over 200 people, I believe, that has signed up for the prayer. We're just having a hard time reaching some of you who signed up. And if you signed up and someone called you, please return the call or and let them know that you're on your post. Now, when we started this, I said those that are willing will be enough. And those that have been, that have committed to do it, a lot of us have, when they didn't show up, we just took it up on ourselves to keep the prayer wheel going. Now, I'm kind of tired right now because that's what I've been doing to help others out. I want to thank Ross for taking that 9 a.m. to 12, and he'll explain to you what he's going to be doing during these next 8-9 days, where there'll be a lot of healing taking place, and we hope to get a board set up where you can get in and listen to some of the music and the channeling that he gets right from Prime Source, and healings that are taking place during that 9 a.m. to 12. And that's very important because 12 o'clock noon is high noon. That's when the sun is the highest in the sky. So if you want to tune in during that time, 9 to 12, he will share with you how to get there. You can call in through the other line that we have set up, but no one has access to the board. We know who's on there, so that's been a problem. So all you who have joined in, we want to thank you for getting a part of that prayer. We want to thank Khalif, who was the one that put this together some years ago, and he's seeing his dream fulfilled this week. We were not expecting this overwhelming support to come out, and it happened within 24 hours. So we know the Spirit was the one that ordained this to take place. So with that, who's going to handle the board and bring others in that want to ask questions?
You can come in and ask questions, have comments. We have about 15 minutes left here. We're 15 minutes away from the top of the hour. Push star 6 and then raise your hand by pushing star 1. Covered much ground here tonight. Just beautiful information and a beautiful spirit and energy is present across the airwaves here on PBS Radio, as well as in the Royal Priesthood Bible Prayer and Fellowship Room. Brother Ross was just a moment ago speaking about hope, and Dr. Mills also mentioned it, Pastor Prince, Dr. Prince mentioned it as well, that we need to hold these vibrations and raise our vibrations. Now, that's not saying the same thing. We want to hold vibration with the earth, because the earth is increasing its vibration. And we want to raise the vibrations in our temples by avoiding, as Brother Ross said a moment ago, the dual consciousness, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, duality consciousness, which comes and sparks us into a fear modality, or we operate from a fear base, rather than operating to the universal law and cosmic law of love. I responded to something on Facebook this morning concerning the reactions that some are trying to draw from us, which would lower our vibrations in our temples as we ascend. Now, let me talk a little bit about ascension, because those of you who are accustomed to the Bible, you see the word rapture, which we hear about, but the word actually is not in the Bible, but the word ascension is in the books that were removed from the Bible. Now, what that simply means is that we are ascending, we are going up the Milky Way, the galactic plane, and we have come into the center of the galactic plane. We crossed over the equator in the galactic plane on December the 21st, 2012. And people were saying, well, what happened? As he spoke a moment ago, because the energies are so subtle. Now we're in the center as the sun is pulling us up, our solar system, up the galactic plane, and there are galactic flares, just like the sun has galactic, or solar flares, rather. EMP or CME, plasma coronal mass ejections, excuse me. And so these are energies. And these energies are coming in. I'm struggling. I inhaled some dust for a moment. Pardon me. And so as these energies are coming in, we are being hit with these energies, and our temples, our bodies, are going to absorb these energies. And Brother Ross has pointed out, we are here. We're home. It is now the time for us to make the decision and the choice. And having said that, I want to thank all of you for giving me a reprieve here, a chance to catch my breath at this time. I'm sure that there may be some that are in the audience that would like to come in, because there's much that's going on. We talked about the Pope, and he spoke to the optics that they have in Washington, and there's also one in
Central Park in New York. It came straight out of Egypt. They want to take our energies and harvest these energies through these obliques that were taken from our ancestral land in camp. And believe it or not, your consciousness, your energies, your if you're operating in fear, they can use these obliques as well as the incoming energies from that I just mentioned a moment ago to harvest the energies and manifest in this dimension what they desire to manifest. It is for us to hold the highest vibration, which is love. And this is where the prayer wheel, that's why we want to thank Dr. Mills for bringing this back to us. And it has been successful. Dr. Mills has led this effort and is gaining momentum around the world. We read the other day where 1 million children in Thailand were meditating on world peace and love, truth, justice, freedom, and peace. And with that, if you're in the audience and you would like to come into this discussion tonight on Ascension and on the Pope and on the galactic energies as we move into the center of the Milky Way galaxy. The Milky Way galaxy is heating up, people. It's really heating up. And we are dead smack dab in the middle of it, and these energies are going to come in. So if you want to come in, push *6, and you can come in. I was looking for some of our friends tonight. Dr. French, your mic is still open, I believe, if you want to say. I've just about said what I wanted to say tonight. I mean, there's much more that I could say, but it would almost be superfluous and unnecessary to try to come behind you and Dr. Mills and Ron, who just did a superb job here tonight. There were a couple of points that he talked about. I wished he would have just stayed there a little longer and just dealt with those.
I'm still here.
Well, I mean, it was just an excellent job in dealing with those obliques and how they harvest our energies and how it is important for us to maintain the proper vibrations of love, which is the highest frequency. So if you want to continue to talk about that, no one's in the queue, so I know you can expand upon it. Yeah.
With that being said, I want you to now visualize where these obelisks are. In the same way, those who are more adept at magic could harness your energies, the prior wheel of sacred geometry, the sacred sounds frequency that is still all can be, it's still privy for your access as well, because you are a living Ankh. So in my meditations today, I simply played Diva Primal, which her music is in a key signature of 432 hertz, the scale of G. She steadily repeats all of the ancestrals, all of the Orishas, all of the Native American names of what we call Yeshiva, both the creator and destroyer, beginning and ending, Alpha Omega. You can use those sacred symbologies. If you have crystals in your home, you can make the peace sign, laying out your crystals on it. We call that a grid. If you have candles, you can use a glass of water, because water is the living emulsion of spirit, and set those intentions of what you wish to manifest. And you can use those same energies that so many of our unawakened, uninitiated population is superfluously spending as currency without knowing the value of it. You being the leaders that you are, the masters that you are, in your prayer wheels, in your meditation, leading up through the equinoxes, turn that energy that's being wasted for the highest good. She She said, Shivan is my name. Shivacha, Nama, U, is my name. You, or H-U. Shivahya, Yashiva, is the same. Mitria is still the same as Geometria. Mitria is the same as Geomatrimonia. The merger of the divine emulsions, the ejections, the ejaculations from the celestial realm into the terrestrial realm. It's time for every one of us to take up, put on that big boy pants or pan, and knowing that pan is the combination of Pandora, Adora, a doorway.